You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks at Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Paragraph 3, here on Season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah elucidated. And let's look at Hey Gimel. Asara nisyonos nisnasa Avram Avinu alav hashalom v'amad bekulam lahodiya kamachiba social Avram Avinu alav hashalom. Through 10 tests, our father Avraham, peace be upon him, was tested, and he passed them all. There are 10 tests, according to Rav, being thrown into the fiery furnace by Nimrod for refusing to accept idol worship is number 1, being commanded by God to leave his homeland, go to an unknown land is number 2, being faced by a famine when he arrived at his destination is number 3, the taking of his wife by the ruler of Egypt, the Paro, is number 4, having to fight the 4 kings who captured his nephew Lot is 5, being shown the prophecy of the future slavery of his descendants is the bris of Bane and Besarim is 6, being commanded to have a bris milah at the age of 99. 7. Taking of his wife again by Avimelech, king of Gor, is 8. Being commanded to send away his wife Hagar and Ishmael is 9. And being commanded to sacrifice Yitzchak, of course, is 10. So he passed them all. He was given these tests, all of these tests, to make known to people how great is the love of our father Avram, peace be upon him, that his love was for Hashem. As the Tosafot Yontif points out, in all these difficult circumstances, Avram never thought of complaining against God because he loved and trusted God so greatly, Rashi points out. Moreover, he even rose willingly to the challenges, applying himself eagerly to the tasks at hand, as Midrash Shmuel points out. Unlike the previous Mishnah, this one refers to Avram as our father. This is because Avram's success in this test, in his tests, provided merit for the children of Israel who descended from him, as Tosafot Yontif points out. Royal Chaim adds that the spiritual strengths that Avram demonstrated in each of these tests were passed down to his children. Some examples are that the love of Eretz Yisrael felt by Jews throughout the ages came from Avram's second test where he traveled to the land. The Jewish people's readiness throughout the ages to give up their lives in order to remain faithful to Hashem comes from Avram accepting the commandment to sacrifice his son Yitzchak. Avram was given 10 tests to show that his merit sustains the world, which was created with 10 statements, as Mishnah 1 pointed out. Furthermore, it was in the merit of his passing these 10 tests that 10 plagues were brought upon the Egyptians in Egypt and at the sea, and his descendants were saved and protected from them all. In their merit, we also received the 10 commandments, and we were saved from destruction when the tablets containing the 10 commandments were broken, as Rashi points out. Avram himself is a great example of a chesed. Avram himself is an example of how you could be one person against the world and you can really make a world of difference. Avram was the Aver Hanahar. Everyone was standing against him. They all believed in polytheism. Only Avram believed in one true Hashem, and he stood up for all of them. And Avram, of course, is the merit and the trait of a chesed. Avram happens to be one of my favorite characters in all of Tanakh and all of Bereishis for sure. And he's the one that we emulate to be an emor ma'ad ve'aseh harbe, to say little and do much, especially when the angels came and asked for a little bite to eat. Avram served them a lavish meal and slaughtered cows just for the tongue, the commentators point out. But we see that Avram's love for Hashem was great. Even though Hashem sent him so many tests, so many difficult tests, Avram withstood them all and became someone that was beloved by Hashem and loved Hashem. And we too should do what we can to do mitzvahs and chesed in our life, in Torah learning in our life, to be beloved by Hashem and to love Hashem in our own lives. Join us next time as we talk about the 10 miracles that were done for our ancestors in Mitzrayim and at the sea here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.